The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So you guys, it happened to me this weekend, and it made me think of something that we have talked about in our post-show meeting now for weeks, and I had forgotten about it. So this weekend, we took our kids, we have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old, up to Bryson City, North Carolina, to ride the Polar Express. There is a train up there that is very much like the book and very much like the movie, where you bring your kids up here, and it's a big old train. I mean, it's a full-on railroad train, man, and it looks like it has like 20 different cars on it, right?
It's awesome.
And it is decorated just like the Polar Express, right? And you go up there, and they encourage all the kids to dress in their pajamas like they do in the movie and the book also. So you pull up to like the their station, and there are all these like little kids, man, like from 2 to 8 years old.
All in their jammies.
All in their jammies, and some of their parents get into it also, and they dress in their jammies also.
How holiday-esque Stacy is. Uh-huh. What were you wearing?
I refused to put PJs on, but it was requested. Stacy didn't wear hers either, but a lot of parents were.
It's cute.
So we get into the Polar Express, and we spent the night up there, but we get into the Polar Express, and you just start naturally talking to some of the people around you, right? And, you know, the first question is, where are you from? And I asked the couple right next to us, and they said they were from Kentucky, and they drove in just for the night, just to be on this Polar Express. Then they asked me, where am I from? And I said, Atlanta, and they said the words, Hotlanta, huh?
No.
Oh!
No,
and I forgot.
Tell them?
I didn't tell them, but it was a perfect opportunity to start our campaign against Hotlanta.
We have to have the death of Hotlanta, because there's the death of auto-tune, and we've got to have the death of Hotlanta, because it's not a cool word anymore, but people outside of our city still use it all the time.
I forgot how much of a pet peeve it was for me. It just gets under my skin when I hear that word, Hotlanta.
And why it's hot, because I'm okay with ATL.
Yeah.
The A seems a little gimmicky to me. Like, if people refer to it as the A, but I can tolerate it. But Hotlanta seems cheesy.
So cheesy.
Because it's not hot here. Like, if we were.
It is hot here in the summertime.
In the summer. Well, it's hot everywhere in the summertime. I don't live in Hotacutes.
It's not Havana.
Right.
I mean, but it is hot here in the summer. But yeah, it's not hot year round.
It's not going to be hot today. It's going to be 73. So it's, what is today? Warm-lanta with a nice breeze?
Cold-lanta soon.
Yeah. It's
chilly-lanta. It's rainy-lanta.
Is it meant to refer to our city like as it's just a hot place to be? It's smoking hot. It's hot. It's Hotlanta.
I don't know, but it's so stupid.
It doesn't even sound cool coming out of your mouth.
So I get home and I search Hotlanta, right? And there are 438,000 pages with the word Hotlanta.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God.
Hotlanta. Urban Dictionary has a few different definitions for it. It says it's a common nickname for Atlanta, popularized throughout the United States and abroad for over 2 decades by the marketing efforts of the Atlanta Convention Bureau and various trade and tourist organizations. So this is something we created for ourselves.
Started it here.
I don't know if I believe that.
It would be smart on their part, though, because I think it's a cool trend. It was a cool trending word, and now it's just not a cool trending word.
The other definitions from Urban Dictionary, and I swear these are true, it says, refers to Atlanta, Georgia, possibly the stupidest term used to represent the best city in the world. Nobody from the ATL ever actually uses this term.
See, that's good.
And the third one, the name that idiots who don't even live in Georgia call the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because nobody from here says Hotlanta.
Nobody says it.
So I think we all have to be in agreement on this, that if you're a listener to the show, you never use the term Hotlanta. And I think there's a second tier. You have to correct people.
Yes, you have to correct people that do. Tell them it's the ATL or the A, but not Hotlanta.
Or how about Atlanta?
That's true.
Like when they're like, oh, you're from Hotlanta. I go, well, yeah, to be honest with you, nobody from there calls it Hotlanta. You can call it Atlanta if you want to, AT. But
Atlanta's great, but not Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hot Antha.
Good morning.
What's going on, Hot Antha?
This weekend, I'm visiting Washington, D.C., having a great time, and everywhere I go, everyone's like, oh, my God, you're from Hotlanta. Hotlanta, Hotlanta. I'm like, no. I was like, if only the Burt Show was with me, it is not Hotlanta. Can't stand it.
Can we make
totally
this agreement?
I agree with you guys.
Samantha, the next time somebody says that to you, you politely just correct them and say, I just want to let you know nobody uses that term, and nobody has used it in Atlanta in 20 years.
Even has coffee mugs that say Hotlanta.
No, they don't.
Please say no.
The local Starbucks people need to contact their corporate office and be like, you guys are tools for printing that.
But I love you guys.
Thank you.
No Hotlanta.
Agreed. Thank you.
We're killing it. It's dying today.
We have a big undertaking. Like, you know, there's a website, Hotlanta.com.
No, dude.
Atlanta's largest nightlife community. It's kind of a cheesy looking site, but it just looks like a directory of stuff. There's a Hotlanta events calendar.
Is there anybody from Atlanta that runs Hotlanta.com?
That may be the first call we have to make is to Hotlanta.com. It's very misleading.
Let's see. Copyright 2009 Advanced Internet Systems. Yeah, we'll have to do some research and find out who owns this because if they're local.
We got to call. We got to make a call today.
Or they're going to have to move to Valdosta.
We need to take this thing national.
Hot Dosta?
Hot Dosta.
Good morning, Emily. Hi.
Hi. I was going to completely agree with y'all. I'm from Mississippi, and every time I go home to visit my family, to my hometown, everybody's like, oh, you going back to Hotlanta? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, we don't call it that. It drives me insane, and I completely agree. I can't stand it. Some people still call it ATL, but the Hotlanta thing is so cheesy. And dumb.
It's
and
nails on a
it.
Chalkboard it after a while. It's Hotlanta. It's nails on a chalkboard.
I agree. I completely agree. Thank you for doing the campaign.
We need to take this thing national because locally we all know not to use it. But we need to get like these states involved, like Mississippi.
That's what she's saying is when she goes home, that's where it starts. This grassroots doesn't start in Atlanta because we don't refer to ourselves as that. It's when you go home and they refer to you, or you're in an airport and someone says, oh, you're from Hotlanta. You have to politely, because you're still representing the city, you politely correct them and say, nobody calls it Hotlanta.
How expensive would it be, do you think, to buy a Delta Airlines tagline for like 1 year? It's not Hotlanta.
Jen, we can't even get coffee filters.
I'm just wondering, because that would help, because Delta goes everywhere. They would spread the word.
Mm-hmm. They need to have a plane. The not Hotlanta plane.
It's not Atlanta. There's a Allman Brothers song called Hotlanta.
Yes.
It's an instrumental one. It's only on one record, so I don't think we have to stop
and
playing.
Aren't they all dead?
I don't think we have to stop. Oh, my God, no.
Don't say that.
Aren't they?
No.
Most of them are.
Well, I don't know. I think at this point it's probably cousins and brothers and
her cousins.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
How's it going?
It's great here in Hotlanta, isn't it?
Oh, stop.
Hotlanta. I love it. I was actually in Chattanooga this weekend talking with a friend of mine about this whole Hotlanta phenomenon. He informed me, and we looked it up, that the nickname for Atlanta is the Phoenix City.
That's going to be confusing.
No,
and
it's not.
When I looked it up, it was saying, and the history of it is that there's a Phoenix symbol on the state flag and the state seal. And
I'm officially, you know what? I'm officially declaring that stupid.
But it's like rising from the ashes because we were burned.
Yeah.
Yes. I see.
Sherman burned Atlanta to the ground and it's the Phoenix City because it came back.
Well, good. Then Phoenix can call themselves Hotlanta then.
Or we just need to change our flag.
Here's another problem, and this one's going down. And this one just wrapped up yesterday at Frog's Cantina.
What?
The Hotlanta Softball League.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, it's...
The not hot softball league.
It's on Google here. It's Atlanta Gay Softball. It's a gay and lesbian softball league, and they had their final game of the season, and then they had a party, it looks like, at Frogs.
It's disappointing. The gay community has better taste than that.
They're way cooler. They're usually on like the front edge of coolness.
What if they are so cool that they've come completely back around?
No,
it hasn't died out yet to be cool.
It has to die first.
Hey, Vanessa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
You have to help us spread the word and kill Hotlanta.
Oh, yes, but celebrities use it.
No.
If you go to concerts, like last year I went to the No Doubt reunion tour. I kind of excused Gwen Stefani. She hadn't been around in a while. She didn't know. But I went to the Green Day show last year and the New Kids on the Block. And Donnie Wahlberg used it.
No.
We'll talk to him on Friday about that.
Yeah, yes. We got the direct line of Donnie Wahlberg. Tracy's got his number, so we'll have to school
him. He's going to be in here at the end of the week, right?
You know what we can do also?
Nice. That's where it starts. Wendy, can you remember that we've got to bring that up?
Definitely will.
We can also bring it up when we talk to Janet Jackson, because she has, I don't know what the status of her relationship is, but she will always have Atlanta ties because she was with Jermaine Dupri for so long.
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
So we could correct her. I'm seeing a pattern here, though, with Frog's Cantina. They have a party next Saturday from 1 to 5. The Hotlanta soccer beer bust.
You can't do that. Now, we can excuse it at this point because we haven't started the campaign, but from this day forward,
No more.
And I think we have to endorse, we have to get Janet. She has to be sort of the pioneer among celebrities that someone from Access Hollywood says, "How was Hotlanta?" Janet has to say, "We don't really call it Hotlanta anymore." Because if she does it, then it becomes cool.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ron. You're on Q100.
One quick comment. ATL and the A suck also. I got to be honest. They're all marketing pitches. Let's stop trying to be all cool and hip-hop. It's like Cape Cod. Cape Cod is Cape Cod. It's not the Cape. Let's just stick with Atlanta.
I think we gotta sort of crawl before we can walk.
Well, we need one nickname. I think ATL's okay.
Yeah. And Cape Cod was the Cape when I was growing up.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, I got one. Hotlanta Volleyball Association. It is a gay volleyball association. It's national. There's a National Volleyball Association, and HVA is a part of that. And it is completely, almost 100%, nothing but gay volleyball.
Okay, so we're starting to sense a pattern here. So we need the gay community at this point to...
That's what we've got to do. I have a bunch of friends that play volleyball with this association.
They need to renounce their name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need, is a big name-changing ceremony for them.
And give it something entirely different. But no more Hotlanta. More Hotlanta.
Just find a whole website of I Love Hotlanta
t-shirts. No. Merchandising.
Look, we knew this was going to be a big fight. It wasn't going to be one in one day.
No, we must kill it. We must kill it together.
You have to win the war in your neighborhoods before you can win it nationally,
right.
So it starts in your own neighborhood.
This is
no
the battle.
More Hotlanta. That's where the battle starts.
Get it? The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.